Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. And this morning, let us begin with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, today, Jane asks the question in her video, "Are you a soul evolutionist?" She then goes on to define what a soul evolutionist or spiritual evolutionist is. Here we go.
Hi there. Well, we are on our journey together as usual. Are you a spiritual soul evolutionist? Yes, I'm talking about a soul evolutionist. You know, when I started my journey way back 50 years ago, oh yeah, 50 years ago, I was a soul that wanted to know more about who I was in God. And asking those questions 50 years ago, there wasn't very many answers. I got a lot of "that a girl, don't worry about it. Just love God and that's all you need to do." All those cliches. Well, this little lady was not happy with any of that. I wanted to understand my soul. I knew I was a soul and I knew I was evolving, but I didn't know at the age of 10 what that all meant and why I was even asking these kind of questions. And as I've grown through the many, many years through this evolutionary process, I started to call myself a soul evolutionist. And then I gathered more people into my group that also believed that they were soul evolutionists. Now, let me define this a little bit for you. What is a soul evolutionist? It's a soul that has come in this lifetime with a lot of questions about why they were here, what they're supposed to accomplish this lifetime, that just regular religion doesn't satisfy them. They know that there's a more, and they want to find that greater connection with their inner self. This is more or less what a soul evolutionist is. They know they're evolving. They don't know exactly where they're headed or how they're going to get there, but they have questions. I had questions. I wanted to understand myself. I wanted to understand the people around me. There was all these questions that I had, and I didn't know how to get the answers. So, of course, you know, by looking at my videos, I began meditating. And you know, I'm big into that. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Because that's where you're going to find your answers. Your answers will come from within you. Your revelations will come from within you. There is no book that's going to help you to get the intellectual understanding of God, because it is not an intellectual understanding. You can get help from books. I've written spiritual power tool books. That's to help you to find yourself in God. But you have to do the work. You have to connect with that inner self of you that will help you to open up your consciousness and to have more God revelations. Your prayer should always be, "I want more God revelations. I want to understand myself in God. Help me, help me, help me." That is your prayer. That became my goal, was help me, help me. I said that all the time. Please give me understanding. Take me to a vibration where I can understand. Once I began to understand, there's different vibrations, and as you grow in your spiritual development, you go into greater development of the ability to vibrate at a higher level. It's kind of like a piano. There's the different octaves, and you can play at this octave and go on up and play, keep playing. But you have to learn the scale. And as you learn the scale, I remember when I had my first piano lesson, I just learned a little bit of stuff on the piano. And then it got wider. My teacher gave me a little more stuff, and a little more stuff, and a little more stuff until I could actually play the chopsticks. Yeah. Oh, I was very good at playing the chopsticks, and that's where it stopped. Why? Because I didn't have a big interest in finding out how to play the piano. My mom and dad had a big interest in it, but I didn't. I was much more interested in the galaxies, the stars. How did they get created? Who created this magnificent universe? I had all those kind of questions, very scientific questions that I was asking, wanting to know more about this vast universe that I lived in. That is a soul evolutionist, as far as I'm concerned. And there's a lot more soul evolutionists coming into body now. I am finding that my major students are under the age of 45 that I support and help because they're the ones that haven't been brainwashed. They are saying, "Oh, I need to understand. I need to go farther within myself to know who I am in God or the cosmic universe or whatever it is. But I want to find out. I want to experience it because you have a center within you called the center of enlightenment. It's an enlightened part of you that can push out and bring vibrations and energy out from within to pick up the vibes that are coming from the universe to help you to know yourself in God, to become God. Now that's a big, big question to have. What is God? How do we become one with God? Will it be interesting? Will I be disappointed? What is going on that I need to know about my own personal adventure, my own personal history that has been developing for eons of times? And you know, I a lot of times refer to all the little eyes that I've been, hundreds and hundreds of little eyes evolving through many stages of consciousness to become enlightened. Enlightened. And I always had the center of enlightenment within me in every stage, but they weren't as wide. They were very closed. But as I grew in intelligence and awareness, this little enlightened part of myself became a little bit further and further apart. So that I was able to this lifetime come with a lot more awareness to move into a higher dimension of self. We are third dimensional human beings, but there's so much more vastness to us than this little third dimensional human being that we're sitting in. There's much more awareness that we can have, and with each pair piece of awareness, we become more conscious of our God presence. With each awareness, we become more conscious of God's presence within us. Because God is this vast universe, but it's also in us. It's our DNA that was given to us when we were birthed from the great universal heart of God, infinite intelligence. I can name it all kinds of stuff, but let's just put the cosmic energy of the planet birthed to me into a little tiny seed that started to grow and to change and to become more and more and more through centuries and centuries, and then ended up to be in the human realm. You did too. Or you'd be still a piece of sand on the ocean floor. But we evolve. And this is not the only universe. Please know that there is vast universes upon universes. There's life on many, many planets, but this is the only planet where human beings evolve. There is the birds and the bees and the reptiles on other life in other planets that are developing. And eventually they develop into the human aspect of self. Then they land on planet Earth, because this is where the world of the opposites live. The world of the opposites is a human word for human beings living in the third dimension. Now, scientists in the next 20, 30 years are going to break this whole thing open. Whole thing. There's going to be a way in the future to read your so-called aura. Maybe read your past lives if you're ready to look at them. There's going to be all kinds of things that are going to be possible to the future of the world. And if you are inquisitive now, just think about what can happen in 200 years from now to those souls that are ready to develop into their own God presence, because there's so much more going to be out there for them to realize. Now, I was born in the 30s, and it was in the Depression, and I grew up mainly in the 40s and 50s. And when I was married at age 20, and that was you were supposed to be married by 20, because if you weren't, you're going to end up to be an old maid. Oh, listen, that was my schooling. So, man, I better get married and wear a little apron and bake cookies and have children and have a little garden. You know all that stuff. Did you watch Leave It to Beaver? Some of those wonderful shows, Father Knows Best, all those things in the 50s. Now, you guys that are in your 30s and 40s don't know what I'm talking about, because that was out of question for you. You have advanced. Just think of what you've advanced to and what you're going to advance to in the future. But if you are recognizing right now that you are a soul evolving and you aren't limited only to this life, but you will move into greater understandings and greater possibilities in other dimensions within the third dimensional world. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. You live in another dimension, but live in the third dimensional world. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that, like Jesus said, I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. I'm not of it. I don't look at it the way most human beings do. I know that the Father and I are one. And all the things I do, Jesus said, you'll be able to do and even more things. Yes, yes, yes. And so the evolutionary process, it has really shoved us to ask questions that we would have never thought to ask. The young people are our future. And it's so important to me to be the educator and the supporter of those souls that are coming in to say, there's more, it's all within you, let me show you how to go within and find that information for yourself. Don't believe me, go for yourself. Go into that place within yourself and find your answers. One of the big questions I get all the time is, do you think I should marry this person or take this job or do this, do that, do the next thing? I get those kind of questions all the time. And my answer always is meditate, go in and find that answer for yourself. Because you are soul in evolution and you are an evolutionist and you start working that program. Start listening to the inner voice. And when I thought and learned that there was an inner voice, I was so happy and then I was so scared. Would I hear if it spoke to me? Well, I did. And it continued speaking. When I would ask questions, I'd get revelations. And what I mean by that, it's an energy, it's a pulsation that runs through your body, and you know, I got that. I know this is real. And I live by that. I have lived by that for the last 40 years. I've connected to that higher part of myself that can see things in a wider vision. Don't work on the third dimension. There's karma here, there's ups and downs and sideways. There's another world. There is another world. And the other world is a world you want to tap into. It will give you the answers you need to support your soul. How do I support my soul? So many questions about that. Well, meditate. Be the observer of the personality self. Disconnect yourself from the ups and downs of the world because they'll throw you all over the place. It's like an ocean where the waves come and get you and throw you this way and throw you that way. That's exactly what happens to live in the opposites, is you get thrown from one side to the next, like the rolling ocean and waves. And they'll take you right under if you happen to get in the wave just right. It'll take you right under the undertone. So be wise and aware that you are a soul evolutionist because you believe you have other lives. You believe that there is a divine plan for your life. You believe that meditation is important. You believe that there is a whole universe out there that you haven't tapped. If you believe those things, you're a spiritual evolutionist. Yes, a soul evolutionist. I play with the words soul evolution and spiritual evolutionist because they kind of interplay with them. Some people understand spirit better than soul, so I'm throwing them both at you, but they mean somebody that's inquisitive. Let's make it simple. Somebody that's inquisitive and wants to know. I just labeled it that because it helped me to talk to some of my people and help them to see what's possible for them. So here we are. I ask you to think about it this week. Think about what I'm truly interested in. What is it that really floats my boat? What is it that I question? And how am I going to get answers to my problems? Think about these things. So, bye-bye for now, and I'm looking for those emails.
In this video, Jane makes it perfectly clear that a soul evolutionist is a soul that knows that it has been evolving for millions of years. It is a soul that also is questioning, is there more? When I first began my journey, I knew that there had to be more. I couldn't explain it, I just knew. I define this period of my life as my season of discontent. And it was during this time that I began meditating and journaling. I wanted to know myself in God, to experience universal consciousness, to go beyond the opposites. And as Jane would say, I became inquisitive. Little by little, I was given answers to my many questions. Now, this didn't happen overnight. This happened over a period of many, many years. This path to spiritual freedom is a never-ending journey into the unknown. We are so much more than we think we are. And in order to go beyond our limited selves, we must be willing to ask the question, am I a soul evolutionist? We are here to support your commitment to knowing the truth of your being. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our support for your journey gathering. Information is listed in the chat area below. Thank you for your generous gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue this work of expanding consciousness for the upliftment of all humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Now let us prepare for meditation. If you're comfortable, please close your eyes. Just sit back. And just allow the chair to support you. You are moving into a new state of consciousness, an expanded consciousness of silence. Am I a soul evolutionist? Am I a spiritual evolutionist? I want to know myself in God. To move beyond this limited consciousness, to move beyond the opposites into universal consciousness. Is there more? Please teach me, show me. What I need to know or experience to step over the threshold into fourth dimensional consciousness. I am open to knowing myself in the infinite. I am open to new revelations and understandings. This journey continues to be a new awakening for my soul. To go beyond outer appearances and go within to knowing the truth of my being. I ask my observer self to not let me get away with anything in order to move into an expanded consciousness. I am committed to moving beyond behaviors and actions that no longer serve me. I choose to be unconditional love. I choose to be selfless service. To all. The answer to my question is yes. I am a soul evolutionist. And I am grateful. Amen. And when you're comfortable, just open your eyes and just allow yourself to know this peace all day. Carry it with you. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. Bye now.